Welcome to the Human Podcast. My name is Albert Lowe. I'm the CEO and founder of the business, and I've also got my wife and business partner in the room with me, Tamsin Lowe. And we wanted to start, you know, there were so many things for us. We wanted to start the brand is, you know, what were we going to start our first podcast on? And we wanted to be in the moment. And we thought survival is something that we need to speak about. Survival is being thrown around there quite a bit. And the first thing is my wife and I survived this 7 weeks and we're still partners. I think that's the first notice for ourselves.
Really?
And I looked at the dictionary. The act of survival or the act or fact of surviving, especially under adverse or unusual circumstances. That's the definition of survival in short terms. Now, the reason we believe survival can't have a negative connotation to it at the moment or why it shouldn't is one, it comes to mindset and attitude. And what I mean by that is that I personally went through confused, unsure, and scared. That quickly turned into compassion, gratefulness, and opportunity. That was sort of my mind process through all of this. So the first thing I knew we needed to change is our mindsets. Is what do we look at or what do we see future? So I took a few steps and I say surviving. If you don't survive this at the moment, you have no fight back in the future. And I think that's why we wanted to make sure that survival is not seen as a negative thing. So we know that there's a lot of hardship going on at the moment. I know that there's a hell of a lot of jobs that are being lost, industries that are falling apart completely. But at the same time, I also know that the companies that do have the opportunity to fight back, I know the companies that can innovate and progress the economy, we need to get those mindsets right so that all of us have a chance in the future. To make up the losses in jobs, to make up the losses in the economy. So the first step that we took is we prayed with our family and our friends and made contact with them. The second thing we did was make contact with our clients and find out where are they at the moment. You know, stayed in comms in the beginning. It was support messages. And then once everybody sort of got out of it and all of the confusion and shock maybe disappeared, we started speaking a little bit about opportunity. We started speaking about assessing things and adapting to what the new landscape is going to look like in the future. And we also looked at the low-hanging fruit. What personal relationships have been in place for a long time? What channels have I been selling to? We've said, go back to those relationships and make them relevant to each other. You know, you relevant to them, they relevant to you, and you create an energy for that fight back as the economy comes back into the stages that it will do. Then we looked at all of that. We then strategized all the communication and all the stuff that came back, that what we could adapt with or what we could do differently. We then reviewed all of this, applied it to our own business so that we are relevant ourselves as a company to our clients. Then looked at our clients, reviewed and strategized them, put those plans as to the best of our ability under the current landscapes together. It's not an exact science.
And sometimes those plans were day-to-day plans.
You're 100% right. I mean, we adapted a lot of our stuff on a daily basis, and sometimes it felt hourly at some stage. We then present the plans to ourselves, our teams, and we say, what does this look like forward based on a sort of global view? You know, what's going on? How can Africa and South Africa at the moment play a major role going forward? Disruption in supply chains around the world. What happened there? And is there opportunity within local manufacturing? And then we took the plans. We presented it to ourselves and our clients and we took the action. And that's the only steps that we wanted to speak about today. Or the only sort of how we went through the process. And we also respect that time at the moment is very valuable. A lot of overwhelming information, a lot of very negative communication. And we need to get out of it. We need to say that regardless of what's going on, it is what it is. That's the saying that we're using at the moment. But then at the same time, how do we pick ourselves up? And Tam, that's what I wanted to start and thought we wanted to start the Human Podcast in the moment of time. What was your feeling on all of that?
Yeah, I feel exactly the same way, I think, as you do. I think to some degree, you and I are actually privileged enough to have each other through this period. as much as sometimes it's felt difficult. We've had each other to bounce off certain things, and I think some people are not as privileged to have that. It's lonely at the top.
Yeah, you know, we've always said, you know, entrepreneurs, it looks like a wonderful thing to always do. And I think in times like this, people have realized entrepreneurs, it's not an easy game. It was beautiful and sexy before this. And I think now, more importantly, you see why entrepreneurs, it's not the easiest thing to ever do. And the, you know, and that's why, you know, we've been very privileged for 17 years to be entrepreneurs in the country. And if you get to this point at the moment where fear, you know, it's all hope is all lost, and you just don't know what to take. You know, what's the first thing that I need to do to start the traction going? Make contact with us. There's zero connection to this. There's no cost attached to it. If you need the help at the moment, we are a South African business with the right energy and the right motivation to do it. We want to help you out as best as possible.
Absolutely. Fear is a decision. So maybe one conversation with us can help turn that fear into motivation and action. We'll all be better off if we help and support each other. And maybe that's a phone call with us. And maybe that's continuing listening to our podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.